Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Christmas.
One more year.
Over it.
Oh, good Foley. Good Mick Foley. He's a Christmas person.
He actually does.
He's been Santa,
doesn't he?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, all. Cheers.
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 Cheers. Cheers. Cheers. Audience on their phones.
Our live audience over there.
Cheers.
There you go.
Have you guys got drinks?
Andy's got a
Pepsi Max.
It's a big year.
Alex has got nothing.
There's drinks down there if you want them.
Yeah. Alex's last name is Brew. Yeah.
That's so true.
There's a drink in his name.
Well, actually, Alex, do you want to come in and just quickly say hello?
Yes, I can come in and say hello. Where would you like?
Oh.
Talking to this mic down here.
Hey!
Hello, everyone.
It really was just hello.
Yeah.
That's all I'm after.
Yeah.
Welcome to the WrestleTalk Christmas special, our seventh annual Christmas special.
Bloody that hell. It seems wrong. That's
seven. The worst content every year.
Yeah.
Back on the WrestleTalk channel.
Where it belongs.
We got called up again.
We
did a stint in NXT.
Fifth annual, maybe. 2017 was our first one.
That's 6 years.
2017.
That'd be seven then, if you're 18, including 2016. 19, yeah.
20.
Yeah.
And then there are about 10 years
yeah.
in the pandemic.
Yeah.
So I think we're on our, like, 18th.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's our sixth annual. And it's for the first time in 2 years, it is on the main WrestleTalk channel. So Merry Christmas, everyone. Lovely to be here. As is tradition for the Christmas special, which is if you're new here, you haven't seen one of our Christmas specials before, this is the worst content we've ever.
Yeah.
It's unlistenable. It's unwatchable.
Yep.
But we're here for you.
Yeah.
So watch at your own risk. But we do start off every year with a bit of karaoke.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
So what would we like to do for this year's karaoke opening track? Previous years,
Sweet Caroline.
Step Into Christmas, which we absolutely massacred
yes.
in 2019 because none of us can get the chorus right.
I'm into Sweet Caroline.
Can we do a Christmas song?
The X-Men 90s.
Can we just change the lyrics to Sweet Christmas Line?
All right.
Sweet Christmas line.
Sweet
bam, bam, bam.
Christmas line. Ho, ho,
ho. Yeah, there we go.
Sweet Caroline.
We got it.
Football. It's a football thing.
It is a football thing.
Yeah, that's why I hate it, to be honest.
Well, before it was a football thing, it was something every tribute
song.
Act would sing
yeah.
when I went
yeah.
on holiday in the Costa del Sol.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a proper like dad song. Yeah.
I actually don't
or
know
a
if
granddad song maybe more than a dad song.
I don't know if I know how the verses go.
Verses don't matter.
No, that's the bridge.
Oh, that is, yeah. We'll work it out.
Yeah, I can only get into the song from the bridge. What's the rest of the song?
I guess.
Looking
thanks,
back
Andy.
where we first met, I cannot escape and I cannot forget.
That's not Neil,
baby, you're the one. You still turn me on. You can make me Caroline.
Yep.
Touching hands.
All right, are you ready?
Oh, God, yeah. We're getting so demonetized. It's not even funny.
Oh, yeah. The audio is on point, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
really, it immediately gets dumb.
Can you see the words?
Sure.
Right, okay.
Oh, yeah. Does anyone know this bit?
No.
Da, da, da. Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong.
What does that strong? What does that mean?
Was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
It's sweet CM Punk.
Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Christmas time, ho, ho, ho. Good times never seem so good, so good, so good, so good. I've been inclined, ho, 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 to believe they never would.
Now I
look at the night,
reducing the whole song.
And it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two.
Gross.
Fill it up.
Fill the pump.
And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you?
Ooh, it tells you the whole band.
It's long, yeah.
One. Touching one. Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you. Christmas time, ho, ho, ho. Good times never seem so good. Ho, good, ho, good, ho, good. I've been inclined, ho, 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 to believe they never would. Oh, no,
ho.
No, ho, ho.
Hogan.
Hogan? Yeah. Absolutely not.
He's not problematic.
He's not Christmassy.
Unless he's caught on camera.
Don't do it, kid! Caroline! Ho, ho, ho! Good times never seem so good. Ho, good! Ho, good! Ho, good! Sweet Christmas time! Ho, ho, ho! I believe they never could. Christmas time, ho, ho, ho. Good times never seem so good. Ho, good, ho, good, ho, good. I've been inclined, ho, 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 to believe they never would. Oh, no, ho, ho.
Thank Christmas!
Christmas! Because of the way the light is reflecting on my laptop, it looks like we're trying to blur the logo.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not endorsing this brand.
Yeah. Good. You should be. Ho good sounds like either slang for how good was that, my man? Mm. Ho good.
Fellow children.
Ho good. Or
ho
like
good,
a,
fellow children.
Or just like a,
how
a sweet.
How do you do, fellow kids?
How do you do, fellow children?
Or a sweet that German Dan would send.
Oh, good, yeah.
Ah, those Hogans.
No, yeah, they, Hogans, yeah.
But they would have been changed. The name would have been changed if they were Dan sweets. They would have been called Goebbels.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Goebbel them up.
Well, it's instantly too hot in here.
Yeah, it is quite warm.
Yeah, I don't know why you went for the jacket.
Well, I just thought I'd bring some costume. But yeah, now. Yeah.
Too, because we're now back on the main Russell Talk channel.
Yeah.
Like, people won't know who
they won't
I
know
am.
Who I
they
am.
Won't know who I am without the jacket.
They're too in deep in the lore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tempo, what have you got to eat over there?
Blue van.
Oh,
blue van.
Blue van.
Oh. Blue van moment right here.
Put the graphic on screen.
Dom also had a burger from the blue van earlier.
Oh, God.
Bold choices.
Yeah, he said, "I'm going to feel it tomorrow," and I said, "You're going to feel it in a couple of hours."
Tom is also a man who currently thinks he has like bowel cancer.
Yeah,
what he was telling me as well. And it's like you've eaten a blue van. That is why you think you have bowel cancer.
Yeah.
So we're clear as well. Blue van is a place. He hasn't eaten a blue van. It's a place where you can go and buy food.
Yeah. Yeah. Where the chef cooks in his own sweat as it drops onto the griddle.
It's great.
One order at a time.
One order at a time.
It's the slowest method of getting lunch.
Yeah.
Do you want halloumi? It's going to be fried in bacon. And chicken from yesterday.
Would you like the vegetarian option?
Whatever else.
Tough
shit.
It's tastier than the normal vegetarian option.
It's like, what was the, I can't remember what show it was where they said, like, you cook something in, like, the remnants of the cooking tray that something else has been cooked on, you're just like, oh, it's got all the flavor of everything. That's what the blue van flavor is.
Yeah.
It has one flavor, but it's all flavors.
And it's delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
The chips, because I can smell the chips. Like, they're
it's
never like,
it's
made
the,
their way.
It's the everlasting gobstopper of lunch.
There's just a trade-off, because you will have a bad time on the toilet.
Yeah.
I was watching the semi-finals of MasterChef The Professionals last night. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's going out.
Way to date this episode, Luke.
And they went to this restaurant in Denmark that's called Alchemy, where you have an option of 50 meals, but they're not meals. They are, they called them again. They are...
It's like the punchline of the whole thing.
Impressions.
Nice.
Yeah, there were 50 impressions for you to
I'll
order
have a
from.
Golem, please.
Yeah.
Richard.
And like, it basically is like every meal has a story. And one of them was this fish dish. It's cod, but it's done with cod jaw. Because he was trying to like cook with things that people like don't, you know, people waste cod jaw.
God, what a waste.
Sure, yeah, what
so
a waste.
Cooks, like, it's cod jaw that's served with this cheese on top of it and edible plastic.
What?
So I get it,
so
because
you too can be a sea turtle.
Yeah.
It's a comment on the pollution in the seas.
That's it. Yes.
That's what you want when you're hungry.
Yeah. And it was like, when he said, when you put it in your mouth, it will feel like you're eating a plastic bag, which will be unpleasant. But it does taste nice. And I was like, that's what you want when you've paid. And I looked it up,
£800. £800? Yeah, so you got more money than sense.
To be fair, that'll be the for menu. A whole tasting menu. That won't just be for one dish. So that's pretty good value. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Multiple plastics.
Organic plastic. That'll be sustainably sourced plastic.
I'd say as well, you could tell everybody's character here when you said impressions. All of us went, oh, and Ollie went, nice.
Oh. Whereabouts in Denmark?
Well, one of the impressions that you can get is called, I think it was called like the trapped chicken. Mm. And it is a chicken leg that has had like all of the flesh taken out of it and like a mousse poured back into it. So you're like holding an actual chicken leg with the meat on the end that's like then dipped in
like a sort of meat corn dog.
Yeah. And then sort of you basically just hold the chicken leg and it's served to you in a cage. So you have to free the chicken from the cage.
Saw. Oh.
And it's given
it's an escape room and the prize is chicken.
Yeah. Do you want to play a game? Hello, Daniel. You look hungry.
And because you're doing it in like an auditorium thing, and like around you, there's just lots of like videos of chickens trapped in cages.
What, like on your? How many people are in this auditorium?
It's like
so everyone's having it at the same time.
Everyone's having it at the same time.
Right, okay. I thought it was like the Hunger Games.
Everyone just watches you eat.
Yeah.
Did you say it was like the menu?
Yeah, honestly, that sounds like the menu.
When they first went there, I turned to my wife and I was like, "This has got strong the menu vibes. Like this has got big the menu energy."
And when
to
it comes to the menu. Ollie has huge Nicholas Holt vibes.
Oh, yeah, I'll be all over that.
And particularly so, one of the amuse-bouches that they were served, like a palate cleanser, was a digital photo of you that you then, like, scrape with, like, dipping chips
and all
off.
And of your crimes.
And it was basically Jerusalem artichoke. But like,
I don't want that. We call them fartichokes in our house.
Yeah, like Greg, you know, he's in there. I was like, oh, I'm eating off myself here. I taste delicious. I was like, this is the menu.
Greg Wallace in that environment.
But Monica Galletti refused to eat the chicken dish. Mm-hmm. It upset her too much.
So it made a bad impression.
It did make a bad impression. And then I turned to my wife and was like, what a waste of the chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The socio message straight over Luke's head there.
Yeah. But it is, the whole point is like we shouldn't be like, you know, wasting food and wasting meat and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, these ones these ones roamed free. And then we killed them.
Then we pulled all of the meat off their bones. We smashed that meat up, and then we moosed it back onto their bones.
You know, with cheese.
respectfully.
Do you think they do like Groupons or anything just to get the? Because 800 is a bit steep.
I'm just saying, like, you know,
but it does seem
Christmas party next year. Yeah. We'll go to Copenhagen and have some impressions.
Yeah. Everyone's so hungry at the end of it.
That would be the Christmas special next year. Is us eating that?
Yeah,
it'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
we could sell tickets.
It's
already an auditorium.
Yeah.
It was like at the end of it, my wife was like, "I'd never want to go."
No,
but it does look like quite an experience.
Mm.
So, and I
but
was
not
like,
all experiences are good.
What's a bad experience, Pete?
One that's not good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm with you.
Sore. Sore was a bad
is,
experience.
Yeah, it is an experience, yes. You know, yeah. All things around, are experiences.
Around London, I keep seeing posters for Sore, the experience. And I'm like, who wants this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to go?
An Has escape anyone seen room with Sore? Added yeah. danger. Yeah.
Have you seen the most recent Sore?
No.
Sore X.
Have Sorks. You seen it? No. You know, it's got like the posters have the tubes on the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think that was?
What, light tubes?
Like, but like, what is the punishment?
Oh, there's a rat like, goes through there.
I thought rat.
Oh, I just thought it had light tubes stuck in their eyes.
No.
I was like, I've seen CZW. Yeah.
No, I thought, what did you think? You think
yeah, I thought gauge. It was something stuck in their eyes as well.
It's not, it's a device that sucks your eyeballs out.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Is that one of the impressions?
Someone's just someone.
The chefs were given the task of like creating a meal that could be seen as an impression for this, and they were given things like pig's esophagus.
Oh, nice!
To cook with, so
you just whack that on a plate, didn't you?
So you just
do a foam or something.
Well, she did do a cheese and onion foam in the middle of it, and then deep fried it, so it was a croquette.
Yeah, what you Spice do? Some sauce. What you do? You get a kazoo. You put a kazoo in one end of the esophagus and you put a foam in the other end, and then you ask them to squeeze it and hope it makes the kazoo go.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
And then just eat whatever's left off the
and
kazoo.
And eat whatever's,
The kazoo becomes your spoon.
To eat or not, Luke. It doesn't matter at that point.
Anyone can
do this. Meanwhile, they're chewing on a ruler.
What's the story behind the dish? Because every dish needed a story. Sorry, every impression needed a story.
Every impression needed a story. I guess this was about the sort of squealing masses and how we just eat whatever's put in front of us and we're told to by like Big Food Corp, and no one's eating pig esophaguses even though they're delicious because most restaurants aren't serving it.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
And also kazoos are cool.
Yeah.
I think you should program the kazoo to put out a different voice, like a noise.
Yeah.
So no matter what you push into it, it says like, I don't know.
Well, and it's recorded by your mother. Whatever. Yeah. But, like,
crying pig. Oh no. Is that what a crying pig sounds like?
I guess so. No, it would squeal.
That's a happy pig. Yeah. Much better.
That's a sad pig.
Yeah.
You were doing your pigs all wrong, Andy.
Yeah.
I was doing my mum.
Whoa.
Clip that out of context. Right, that's the general chit-chat portion. Done with,
sick.
I suppose.
Back with a song.
Not quite, because obviously it's Christmas.
Yep.
It's Christmas time.
So,
cheers.
Christmas.
I didn't even
Christmas.
Cheers. It's fine.
Pete.
Christmas.
Oh, he's in the spirit now.
What's top of your Christmas list this year?
Top of my Christmas list, peace and quiet. It's a couple days off.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nothing really.
Yeah,
I've got everything.
A fridge freezer.
I've got everything. I've got that. Now. Do you know what? I've got that freezer now. Actually, it turned up.
Did it? So, when did it turn up?
Yeah, it's off.
Months ago.
Months ago.
Yeah, January. Suckers! I've been using that as an excuse to stay at home so much.
Idiots.
You big idiots! I don't even freeze food.
What are you going to do with all those ristorante pizzas, though?
Oh, well, you know.
See anything in my freezer?
Eat them immediately, like I normally do.
The only thing that's in your freezer is a ristorante pizza.
That's an exaggeration, but they take up a lot of space. More space than Anna's comfortable with.
How many are there?
It's about 4 on standby at any given time.
Why?
Yeah. I just...
Are they like a late night
They're usually
thing,
on
they
offer.
Like a,
they are
Ollie's... Do you
Ollie's,
need them for a snack or do you need them for like when Ollie's alone?
Ollie's alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're my lonely food.
Lonely
so
man.
Did you have one of them last night? Because you were lonely last night.
No, I didn't.
No. What did you have?
I just... One of the meals I bought. Like a microwave meal. A couple of impressions. Yeah.
The impressions were loneliness.
What's top of your Christmas list?
It's
restaurant
actually
pizzas.
Well, yeah, it's a
bigger freezer.
Year subscription
No, it's a bunch of X-Men comics.
Nice. Oh, right, yeah, cool.
Because me and Laurie have... Well, Laurie's always been into X-Men, and I've... He's gotten me into the latest era, the Hickman era. So I've
By describing Juggernaut, what happened with Juggernaut in one of the most recent storylines? They fire him into space, and then six issues later, he turns up again.
Laurie cornered me in the intermission of Hustle, a wrestling show we were at, and told me 3 years of X-Men continuity in one uninterrupted 5-minute monologue.
Yeah.
And it was enough for me to go, all right, I'll get into that.
It's batshit. It's so good. It's crazy.
It's so hard to figure out what issues to buy, though. Mm. You know, the collected editions, because it spins off into so many different bits. The lead writer leaves 3 years into what was meant to be a 5-year run. Mm. So, but yeah. I think I just sent the links to my mum.
But Hickman leaves.
Hickman leaves.
Yeah, he comes just like head of X, doesn't he? Mm. Where he's just overseeing it. The head of X.
Pete?
I'm very bad at knowing what I want for presents. And it's very unusual that I know exactly what I want. So I'm like, money. It's fine. I'm very bad at knowing what I want. So
you could ask Ollie for money.
Just give me cash.
Give me what I want.
Yeah. I'm just happy whatever people get me. So I'm like, well, that's very thoughtful. Thank you.
God, I hope I get you for Secret Santa.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, sure. That's fine.
Alex?
Same.
It's hard to ask an adult this question, I think.
Yeah.
I made my list for my mum 3 weeks ago.
Did you hand her an Argos catalogue with everything?
Here's the cat numbers.
Yeah.
367-4056.
Some volleyball kits online. Despite being the shortest human possible, I do play volleyball.
Shortest human possible?
Not quite the shortest human possible. It might be a bit.
I'm right here, Alex.
I think we're about the same. I've got very thick shoes on.
The little Cuban heels.
Yeah. It's got low IQ. Yeah. That was a good joke. You're right, Pete. Yeah,
it was good.
Andy?
Let me answer this one. Lego.
Not this. No. Oh. Got
it,
Lego.
Damn it.
I completed it, mate.
Have you thought about building an extension using Lego?
Yeah.
Or more Lego in it?
Yeah, for the first time this year, I went, I genuinely don't think I need anything, so I've just asked for, like, travel vouchers so that I can go on a holiday next year.
Nice.
Ooh. Tempo?
Shohei Ohtani to sign with the Blue Jays.
Which might be happening today.
He's hijacked it for hockey
sports.
Talk.
Sports have come in.
Is this the baseball one?
Is it baseball?
Yeah. This is the baseball one.
Yeah.
Way to date the episode, Tempest.
I don't care. Yeah. I want them to see my reaction to this. I want this to happen in the next hour and a half.
Touchdown. I have asked for a 1993 edition of Jurassic Park by Michael Crichton.
Very good.
What, the book?
Yeah.
As in an actual from 1993.
Yes. Yeah. I don't want a new one.
No.
And I can't get a first edition. They're expensive. Mm. So I want one. There's a specific one because it's the one my dad had.
With the cover.
That's the one I want. Yeah. With the yellow, the orangey, black cover. Yeah. That's what I've asked for.
Mm. Nice. Your favorite movie
is.
You see the trailer for Jurassic Park Survivor?
No.
It's a game coming out for PS5 next year. It's a first-person survival game set the day after the original movie. It's like the last survivor on...
You watch the helicopter take off and you're like, fuck.
Hammond knew I was here as well. Yeah, yeah.
There was like...
Oh, shit!
There were clearly so many people working there as well, and they were just like, five people flew off.
Well, in fairness, they did say, get on the boat. Mm. This is your last call. That's what Nedry was racing for, was to get on the boat.
Yeah, true.
So...
Sounds like a you problem, bud.
Yep. Yeah. Well, then he dies.
The dinosaurs win. The end.
Yeah, but anyway, it looks great. Who's walking through the door?
Who's walking through the door?
Hey, Dave Bradshaw! Come on down!
That was such a sitcom entrance.
It was.
We all said it. He poked his head round the door, did a face.
Play the laugh track.
Dave, what have you asked for Christmas this year?
Just happiness and joy. Loser.
That's nice.
Nerd.
So a lot of people have asked for concepts outside their control. You want peace and quiet. You want peace and joy.
Yeah.
Tempest wants someone to sign for a
baseball for the Blue Jays.
Yeah. A volleyball team. I think I've got that right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the one.
Three points.
Thank you, Santa.
Tempo, are you ready to come on screen for a moment?
Just about. I was about to go get something to wash all that grease down.
There's beers down there if you want them. There's beers in the office as well. We might have to go back. We'll get someone to do a beer run.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming to the end of this now.
Already?
Yeah.
All right, mate. Pack that ass up, son.
Because we're going to play a game. While Tempo's doing that, do you want to do another karaoke track before? Well,
what's the game?
It? Sure.
Oh, yeah, what's the game?
I'll explain that in a
moment. What's the game? Because it might determine whether I stay here or not.
It's Poetry for Neanderthals.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, all right.
Do you want to do a karaoke? Oh, actually, Tempo's ready. Do you want to just play the game?
Yeah.
Play a game.
All right, okay,
let's
cool.
go.
Right.
Do you want to play a game? Talk slowly to friends. Oh, here we go. Not been set up, so that'd be
nope.
good.
Nope. Well, we got the setup time.
Few minutes.
Yep.
Oh my god.
What have we got on there?
Oh, they're made up cards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that.
These are wrestling themed ones.
Oh, we're doing a straight up no holds board right now.
Yeah.
Are they wrestling themed for 2023?
They are all wrestling themed, not specifically to 2023.
So Taylor Swift was announced as the Time Person of the Year
mm-hmm.
a couple of days ago from when we were recording this. What would your wrestling person of the year be? I feel like that's different to Wrestler of the Year. It's got to be Vince, right?
Human.
Vince.
No.
It's got to be Vince.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
The Time Person of the Year isn't an endorsement of the human. Let's just remember.
No, Nick it's whoever's Khan. The most controversial yeah. person. That
the most impactful person of the year.
Nick Khan.
Ari Emanuel.
I was going to say Ari Emanuel. Yeah.
But he's... Sure, he came in, mm-hmm. but Vince was tinkering all year. He forced his way back on into the board. It could be also CM
I
Punk's
CM
a good
Punk,
shout,
probably.
Actually.
Yeah.
He's probably the only other contender in my head.
Such highs, such lows. Constant chatter about him.
Yeah.
Probably CM Punk.
I mean, in terms of WrestleTalk News views, yeah, CM Punk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's CM Punk. Well, actually, the best views were when WWE got bought.
Mm.
That
oh,
was,
really?
That was Vince. That was our best month ever in April.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, that's also Mania time.
Yeah.
That's probably.
But it was the day of... the day after Mania,
mm-hmm.
plus WWE
it.
Sale.
It's done it a little bit, but I couldn't do it anymore.
Oh, look at it go. Oh, look at that
go.
In
go.
Well, there we go.
Christ.
Six to midnight.
But whoever's not on the team.
You have to blur that.
yeah, well, now Tempest.
What's happening?
Well, Tempest.
What are we doing?
We're playing Poetry for Neanderthals.
Yeah, no, I got
well,
that.
You can just start.
Well, okay, I'll explain how the rules work.
Sure.
So it is going to be Pete and... We'll do Pete and Ollie.
Okay,
versus
sure.
Laurie and Tempest.
Cool.
The way that the game works, if you've not seen No Hold Board or played the game before, is these are Here's all babes. Clues... They've got 1 point and 3 point options on them. You've got to do the 1 point first, 3 point then, second. And you can only use monosyllabic words to describe the words that are on your card. If you use anything more than one syllable, you get bonked. Like so. Who would like
that again for those who weren't paying attention?
Who would like the Christmas app? Because I'm getting off screen, so who would like the Christmas app?
Oh, Tempest wants that.
Tempest will have the Christmas app.
Tempest wants that.
Do you both got hats on already.
I'm wearing
they're
a hat.
Not Christmas hats, but they are on the Christmas special.
Yeah.
So aren't they Christmas hats?
What? This is the argument about...
Their hats are Christmas time.
This is the argument about if something is a Christmas movie because it's played at Christmas. It's the same thing. A hat that's on the Christmas show is not a Christmas hat.
Jurassic Park, great Christmas movie.
Yeah, people are Back to the Future, great Christmas yeah. movie.
So if those X, are
great Christmas movie.
Lord of the Rings, I feel, is very Christmassy.
Yeah.
Mm.
In you come, bud.
Harry Potter's got more of
Tempest,
elves
you're in.
In
it.
Where yeah. and on yeah. what mic?
Is that Christmas? Oh, yeah.
Elves are Christmas.
Coming out.
Oh.
It's you and Laurie versus me and Ollie.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not great at this game.
No,
nor am I. So we're going to do great. So who's going first?
Well, these are in front of me, so shall I go first?
Then you need to give the club to Ollie in that case.
Yeah.
So we'll just call this like a 2x4 for wrestling techers.
Do you want me to do the time?
Yes, please.
That's the Bullet Club, because it's a club.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. All right. Deserved a bigger reaction.
Three, two, one, go.
Belt you wear in Fed.
WWE Championship.
Yes. With bird on.
Winged eagle belt.
Yes.
Nice.
Not Book of Face.
Book of Heal?
No.
Heal turn?
No. Use it to post pick on phone. Not Graps, but real. Use it to post pick on phone.
Shoot. It's what? Instagram?
Yes! That, but by Luke man Instagram. In room. Yes! likes games, is best in world at thing.
Xavier Woods? Kenny Omega?
Yes. Don't know that one, so we're just going to bank that at one because I can't be bothered to do that. Was dog with Zig?
Robert Roode.
Yes. His song.
Glorious.
Yes.
Time.
Ooh. Very good.
Very good. Very good.
I don't know how I got Instagram from that.
I post pick on phone.
It's because it was because we were told it was wrestling
it's
related.
It's wrestling related things. It's
so
like, Instagram.
We ended up, so we have 10 points, Luke. If you want to make a note of that.
Now the club goes to
the
Bullet Club goes to Laurie.
Shall I go first?
Yeah. By all means.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep, ready.
3, 2, 1, go.
Who da man?
Big Boss Man.
No, you can't do that. Just bank that.
You also said the words that are on the card.
I didn't see the second one. The next bit was who da man.
You can have that.
But you
bit.
Did say man, which you can't say.
Oh yeah, you also said man. No,
oh
God.
God damn
that's
it.
An oops.
Oh God. Kurt New.
Jason Jordan.
No.
Chad Gable?
Yes.
Okay.
Champ long time.
Gunther.
Yes. Group 3.
Shield.
Them. First night.
Survivor Series debut? Attacking the triple threat Survivor Series?
Absolutely.
TLC?
Not.
What? What are you talking about?
Beat. Top. Stone.
They beat up The Rock?
Yes!
Okay. What are you talking about first night? That's fine.
This game show.
No holds barred.
Guest blonde nuts.
Tegan.
Tool pool.
Big Show.
Tool pool pro.
Yeah,
that
and
was, that was an oops.
That was an oops, that one.
Alright, what's your scores?
So they got seven. 9 minus 2, 7.
7.
7.
7.
Tempo.
Alright.
Very well done, Ollie.
I either get it or I don't.
That is
wow,
how
that's how the game works.
That's how most games work.
I'm gonna go around the other side. I'll bonk Tempest.
Sure.
Buy me dinner first. Right.
The bonkening. I apologize in advance.
Right. Yeah, you got this.
3, 2, 1, go.
What does that even say? Oh, NXT team.
The Revival. DIY.
Plus first guess.
Oh, DIY versus The Revival.
Yep.
Oh okay.
Man gets lit. Flame.
Kane. Inferno match. Burning Tables match. Inferno match.
Guy with ball gets lit flame by Kane.
Oh, I don't know what this is.
Hurt Group. Guy who runs Hurt Group.
MVP. MVP gets lit on fire by Kane.
There you go.
There we go.
MVP's ass on fire.
Man runs show.
Vince. Tony Khan.
More. Three. Same.
Triple H. Oh.
Yep. Group he in.
Evolution. DX.
Shield.
I don't know why Evolution came to my head first. Yeah. It did.
There you go. There's nine. 9 points.
9 points. Woo. Zero bonking.
Good stuff.
Indeed.
No. Okay. I'll let you know more.
So, we've got to get quite a lot of points here.
Okay.
I'm a bonkum.
Well, don't be stupid then. All right. Well, don't be stupid.
Don't be a dummy.
I mean, that's just four correct answers on the threes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, Pete, you ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one, go.
Big man.
Undertaker.
Not
Amos.
Not from old. Dead. Not from place. He from.
Old. Giant Gonzalez.
Fuck it. Whatever. Me.
Pete. Chopper Pete.
Yeah, that was both of them. Yes. Sean V. Brett.
Montreal Screwjob.
Show on that.
Survivor Series 1997.
Show on that.
Wrestling with Shadows.
Yeah. Dad on.
Christian.
Yes.
Patriarchy.
Yes.
Yes.
Judge on show we do.
Michael Oku.
Yes. Phrase he say.
Tweeners. He doesn't like tweeners. Something about tweeners. Oh, now we play.
Yes.
Oh.
Thing. People. Oh, no, shit. Okay, okay.
Yes.
Truth.
Don Callis.
Oh, that's 11
that's
points.
11 points.
Oh. First one was Yokozuna, by the way. And then Yokozuna of Triumph. I didn't know what to say for that.
You draw bad. Fat man.
Or just no holds barred prize.
Yeah, prize you win.
Yeah.
Just saying dead. Dead at me. That's all you
dead, did. Big man, old.
Dead. He's not dead. Where he's no, from.
Not from place he's
it's
from.
It's like a riddle to get into the underworld.
You have a Santa hat, by the way.
Not from place he's from.
All right. Back up. Do you want to switch up teams? Anyone else want to
come and have a go? Okay.
Go on.
In
you go. Who's stepping out?
I'll step out.
Hey, okay. Team website. Former Quizlemania Tag Team Champions.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking guns.
Right.
Where's the club?
Hello. Happy Christmas.
I can do.
I don't mind.
Well, I can step out.
Yeah.
Is these the ones?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. New game.
Use us.
Ready.
Can I look at it yet?
No.
Okay.
Three, two, one, go.
Show with Luke.
Raw podcast, Dynamite podcast,
him.
Monday Night War.
One, two,
three count.
Thing they do with hands.
Three count thing, too sweet, three sweet.
Two, when three. They do that.
Scissoring.
Yeah.
They scissor each other.
Yeah, we do.
Tall man.
Dave Bradshaw.
You can't point. You can't gesture.
Oh.
Bonk. You can't gesture.
Can't gesture.
That's it.
Put this away.
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
Done.
Man you hate.
Stop gesturing. Bonk. It's fine. Keep going.
Man you hate with.
The Miz.
School.
With school. Oh, Santino Marella.
No. In UK.
Where's a fucking school in the UK? I don't
crap.
What? I don't hate anyone here.
Man there. Hat.
Man there had Ollie David, Laurie Blake.
Yes. His name.
El Fakador.
Time.
God, that was
well
awful.
Done,
that was
good. That was
who
good
do
step.
I hate here?
Al Snow.
Al Snow?
It was Al Snow.
He's in Ohio. Al Snow. Well, not in Ohio.
I do hate Al Snow.
He's got a school here, doesn't he?
Not so here.
He used to, didn't he?
He definitely had one in
long
London
time
at some
ago,
point.
When he was in the TNA stuff.
See, I thought you knew
that. I'd also like to bring up a quick point here. Uh-huh. On the three count one, the 3-point answer was Scissor Me Daddy Ass. Oh. I don't think that got said.
Oh.
Scissoring. That was
scissoring
close
and scissor me daddy ass are very different things.
We got three. We got like 2 points.
God. Yeah, exactly.
I'll step out if someone else wants to have a go this side.
What was their score then?
A lot.
I think it was -3.
Well, it was.
They got twice and they got two, right?
So
and they
four.
Got. So four, eight, minus two?
No, I think it's four overall.
Four.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Good job, me.
Yeah, good job, you.
Merry Christmas, team.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
That time went a lot quicker when I was doing it.
Yeah. All right, so Dave's talking, right?
Oh, I'm talking. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me when.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Girl who drinks a lot.
Sessionmoth Martina.
Yeah.
Her next foe.
Blobby!
Yes!
Yes! Blobby!
It says Mr. Blobby.
Oh, shut up.
Pay per view.
View, yeah. PLE, Premium Live.
By not
gesturing.
Vince.
Okay, Revolution, Double or Nothing, Full Gear, All Out, All
full
In.
Gear.
Full Gear, nice.
Match from that.
Swerve versus Hangman. MJF versus the Jay White.
One of those.
Two. Yes, Swerve versus Hangman, MJF versus, yeah.
Versus, oh no,
that's
it
first. That's it, you're done.
RKO.
Randy Orton.
Yes.
Yes.
How he got hurt.
Doing RKO's, his back hurt a lot.
At home.
Oh, throwing the trash out?
Correct.
Yeah.
This is a Trish.
Cage with roof.
Hell in a Cell?
Yes.
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 Dead man match.
Undertaker.
In cell.
Undertaker versus Boss Man?
Dead man
versus
word.
Kane? He's had a few of them. Versus Triple H? Yeah.
The famous one.
It's Dead
what
Man.
What do you mean the famous one? Totally. He's had lots of them.
In that context of that, Dead Man is one word.
How many points?
Deadman.
Man.
How many points did you get?
Oh, I don't know.
Two sixes and a one, and then two bonks.
Two bonks.
So five. Five.
Five.
They don't do any much better than us then. Come on, Tempest.
High quality game so far.
Tempo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you want to beat your previous score, you need to get 14 points.
Come on. Easy.
Can I bonk him from here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Reach over the mic and don't knock over the mic.
Okay. Microphone.
3, 2, 1, go.
Guy in charge.
Vince McMahon.
Thing on face.
Mustache.
Whoa!
Champ.
Roman Reigns.
Gets thing put on him.
Sami Zayn hits him with dog food. Roman Reigns dog food.
Dog food.
Bad champ. Pooped.
Damn it! Fuck him! Yeah!
Could have said shit.
Yeah. Is it said?
Sings the game.
Lemmy. Motorhead.
Can't do that.
Oh, so Lemmy sings. That was, I don't know which show it was. WrestleMania 19, 17, 18, 16, 21, 20.
Say it!
WrestleMania. What? The Motorhead sings shitly at one of those shows.
Thank you,
okay.
Champ.
John Cena. Where?
Not.
Seth Rollins. MJF.
His mask?
The devil.
Hit with...
Kendo stick.
guy with one.
Time. Steve.
Oh, there's one.
That was, that was
fuck. That was 13.
Oh, that was close.
That's good.
We would have had it if I had like two more seconds, I think.
So what do we need to win this? A few points.
I'm happy to step out. If anyone wants to come in and have a go, I'm happy to step out.
Well, we need to finish
all right. All right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that was it.
Give me close.
When it was just Motorhead fucks up the song, and you said every single thing except that.
Well, they might, you know, WrestleMania.
I knew it was at a WrestleMania. I thought that's what you wanted.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm ready.
All right, Pete.
Your time starts, go!
Let's go.
Yeah, your time starts, go. Place to watch shows.
Arena?
Site.
Stadium? Place?
On phone or screen.
Network? WWE Network?
Yeah. Show on that. With... old men. You probably don't know it. That's fine. Full gear.
Yes.
Page.
Yes.
Foe.
I don't know.
Oh, that's so annoying.
I don't know if we're going to win this, Pete.
We did it, Tempest.
Wood cage.
Oh, like the Punjabi prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big man, show
great,
up.
Great Khali showed up at Punjabi prison.
Yeah.
Nice.
Big man, bask in his...
Keith Lee.
Yeah. Name?
Keith Lee.
Man with no end? Limitless! Limitless King Lee! Yeah. Also with Swerve Strickland, which is really obvious! God damn it!
Do the other one from No Holds Barred, which was a film with Brad Cooper.
Did we win?
No! Oh. We got Punjabi Prison and Great Khali helps. We got WWE Network. We didn't get Legends House. Yes. So we got one.
That's from ages ago.
And then we didn't get either of these, but we passed them. So
seven.
However much that is.
So five, I guess.
We got Keith Lee.
Yeah, that's one.
One, and we got both of these.
Yes, four.
Four, and then we didn't get
when
these.
When you said Paige opponent, I was thinking like Saraya. Oh, well, we messed that up. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't say Adam or Hangman.
No,
could I?
Hangman.
No.
Horse guy.
Horse guy.
I should have said that.
Horse guy, Paige.
Horse guy, Paige, foe. Quite a few.
Quite a lot.
Who wants to have a go?
There's another one in.
I'll go out and someone else can go up.
We need someone who knows wrestling. Adam, come on.
Come on, I'm not going to be very good at this.
You don't need to be.
Yeah, did you see Dave?
As we've just demonstrated.
Doesn't know who Swerve Strickland is.
Am I doing the guessing?
Oh, I didn't know who Adam Page was, more specifically. Well, because is that worse?
Are we going again?
Probably worse.
I don't know. I'm not running this ship.
No one's running this ship.
Okay.
You go again.
All right.
Ready?
Do you want to be bonking?
Definitely wants to hit me.
Do I smack here?
Yeah.
You smack Andy, yeah.
Okay.
How'd you like
this? That's Adam Whitney. He had a survival series in TLC.
Yay! That was lovely.
Okay.
Dave's chat lines are great. Yeah.
Are you bonking later? Or?
3, 2, 1, go!
Chair.
Concerto.
Chair. Lad. Tate.
TLC.
Your friend.
Oh, bonk him.
Your friend,
Edge.
You're not friends with Edge.
Quiet, you.
Your friend with Pete. He came here.
Ace Trainer Liam. As in the show TLC. Watch it on WrestleTalk now.
God. No.
I think that's
a bonk.
Yeah.
Woo!
Ric Flair. Charlotte Flair.
Oh, wait. I just realised, sorry, I didn't read the second one. I'm an idiot. Yeah.
Record amount of bonking.
TNA girl.
Velvet Sky. Angelina Love.
Old.
SoCal Val.
Old. In charge.
Dixie Carter.
Oh, it says TNA on the card.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to read both.
We can win this, Adam. We can win this.
Metal. Around
Kurt Angle.
Oh my god.
Holy shit!
How many bonks?
Gone to,
anyone
gone
else?
To crap.
We're getting through the cards though.
How long's
Dave
left?
Show.
Time!
I think we got zero because.
Well, no, you get minus one for once you skipped.
Dave Show.
All in. Dave Meltzer, I was going to get more into that. Anyway, you're really good at this, so we're fine.
Hold on,
so hang on, let's get your score, because I think this is a great score.
Let's total it up.
After a while, I lost my composure.
Total it up, Andy, come
which
on.
Which ones did you get?
You didn't get that one.
Yeah. No, you put that one down.
Yeah, cause... we skip that. Skip that.
Three.
Skip that.
Four.
Skip that.
Five.
And got that. So three.
One minus five.
No, we got both of these. So three minus five. Five.
Minus two.
Minus two, everybody.
It's huge! A new record!
So am I doing the guess?
Tempest,
do you want to guess or do you want to do
I'd
it?
I'd rather guess.
Okay.
Yeah. After
get off your phone, Tempest!
Check into baseball.
Can I pass?
Don't start playing Pokemon.
You can pass.
I got so flustered I forgot the rules of the game.
Can I say, Adam is quite nervous about this. I feel like he doesn't feel like he has the confidence. Mm. So can we give him a bit of...
Yay! Yay! Let's go, Whitney!
Thank you.
Can it be like, who wants to be a millionaire? Can I get some lifelines as well?
So.
It comes up to you, Dave.
Just get one and then
yeah.
Tell Dave to stop talking. So we get one.
Should we just sit there in silence?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, God.
Ready? I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go.
Group with Nash Hall.
NWO?
Yes. Part of that group.
Oh.
Spin off.
Two words. Is it the.
Not black and white.
Yeah.
This is why I don't want to be here. Because it's painfully obvious. I don't know.
You're already winning.
Just stop talking. Bank it. Just stop talking.
Bank it.
Stop talking.
No, we can do better.
Oh, God.
The hubris.
Pay per view in fall. Where Punk came back.
Survivor Series.
Yay!
Yes.
You make show called.
Man in black and white paint.
Sting.
Comes to Vince. Show.
Think about the answer you just gave.
Just so Sting.
All those things.
Sting. Sting returns.
Yeah.
Sting debuts.
Yeah,
that'll do.
That's fine.
Sting debuts. Yeah.
Sometimes he's just repeating what you're saying.
You can't see him.
John Cena?
Yes.
I got it wrong.
pass.
Yes.
Only a few left.
Half of these lovely prompts have been skipped.
Top rope match. Lots of folk.
It's the Royal Rumble, obviously.
There's only three left.
Yeah.
Right.
To recycle the ones you've done. What did you score?
We got three there.
No, I'm not.
Hang on. Yeah.
One there. That's four. I skipped that, so that's down to three. We didn't finish that. So that
one. Yeah.
So three.
One beats minus two.
Three.
We're ahead by five.
Can't tell. You're good at this, though. Which ones are we doing? These ones?
Yeah, I'm not sure I remember them, so.
All right. I'm ready to bonk.
Okay, we'll be better at this. Better than
what
I was.
We mean we.
3, 2, 1, go.
Just came back.
CM Punk.
Big show for him.
SummerSlam.
Long time.
SummerSlam 20. What?
Climb thing.
Money in the Bank.
Whatever.
What? Was that obvious?
Merry Christmas, Tempest.
Miz from down there. Is blonde.
Oh.
Has dumb shorts.
I know his name.
Say it then.
There's a W in it.
That's the game. You got to say it.
Oh, Willis. Oh, no.
That was rude.
Grayson Waller. Waller.
I've moved on.
That still counts.
One half of the ones.
Jey Uso.
He... and Beard Man have
Jey Uso versus Sami Zayn Bloodline.
Good time thing you do with friend you have not seen in a while.
Oh, I don't know what this is.
Jey Uso and Sami Zayn hug.
Oh,
yeah.
How many points is that?
I think we won.
I don't know. Like,
strategically
fucking,
here, Adam, the best thing for us to do is absolutely nothing.
Yeah, what about that baseball? Yeah.
Like four. I don't know.
So you didn't get any. Yeah, you got.
Well, count moves. It. Come on. 3 and 1. 4.
Did you
but then you skipped one.
Fucking. Nope, that's not it.
Where's the spirit of Christmas?
What is it?
Why don't we call it a 2?
You got one of those.
And then you can get out of minuses.
Sure.
Settle on around 0.
I'm not keeping track of this score.
Okay.
Remember how good we were last time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's currently 3-1.
Who wants to bonk me?
Adam.
No, Adam's describing.
Oh, Adam's describing. Sorry.
That's really.
Where was this for me?
No one. Yeah, whatever.
Ready? Three, two, one, go.
Oh my god.
Go ahead.
That's three, one,
Will. Five star.
Will Ospreay. You can't say Will though.
Other.
That's two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right, ditch it.
Okay.
Don't call him that.
Main belt.
WWE Championship. Universal Championship.
You got it right. Old belt.
Winged Eagle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easier when they've come up before.
Or it's not.
Pick.
Sorry, just go slow. We're still 2 points up.
Oh, that's all right then, isn't it? Can I? No.
Said in it.
Said all right as well.
I bonked the microphone instead.
It's all right. Jesus. Let's just relax.
How long we got left?
He said Jesus.
Got a bit of time left.
Yeah, probably.
Think about the content, Adam.
Do some karaoke.
Keep saying two syllable words, or I'll keep bonking you.
Pass. Pass. Let's go.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Two bonks so far.
You've got a couple of passes.
Robe, not Rick.
Bobby Roode.
Yeah. Song for him.
Glorious.
Hey, let's go.
It's come up before.
I sing that most days.
Out of the shower.
Match.
Who wants to bonk?
Glorious. Tie.
Yay! I think we got 1 point there.
Good. Yeah.
Which means
that was two threes, right?
And I bonked him twice.
Can I flip these over so you can see them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, that means the score is 7-1.
Damn! Hey! Oh. Winning well on done. His debut. Woo, woo,
woo. Well, I think I was good there.
What?
I'll step out.
Right, we're out. Well done. Good work, everybody. Done, Merry Christmas.
It's amazing how flustered you get once you get a couple
of mistakes. Oh, isn't it difficult, Adam Whitney, to be on the spotlight like that and have to just come up with answers?
Very terrible.
Yeah.
How do you think that went? As a bit of content that we've made, how do you think that went?
It's not our finest work.
It's much easier to produce than full episodes of No Holds Barred.
That much is for sure.
There's no editing.
Yeah. Look at that, yeah. And there's almost no humour.
There was plenty of humour in that.
Actually,
there was, to be fair.
I'm currently waiting on Sullivan, because the next...
I don't think you should. Well, he might be a while.
I mean, he did say to me, oh yeah, I'll be in there by three.
Ooh. No, he... Don't take Sullivan's word for it.
And I did say, no, you won't.
Sullivan is time blind.
Yeah. Much like yourself.
He went, yeah, I'll be there at three. And I was like, will you? And he went, yeah, I could be there. I'll do all of mine first.
Yeah.
Sullivan's filming next door.
Is there another beer I could have somewhere?
The only reason I wanted Sullivan here is because I've got a quiz that is specifically written for Ollie, Sullivan, and Dave to do.
So that was short-sighted of you.
Yeah. Can we not just put some other content ahead?
Well, I'll tell you what. Who else is coming to the cinema with us tonight?
Is it a Muppets Christmas Carol quiz then?
Yes.
Well, I'm obviously...
Yeah,
I think I'm the only person that's not.
I'm going to be there.
Okay,
what? Right. You're not
I don't
coming.
Know anything about the film.
Why not?
I've seen it once.
I'm going after.
Why aren't you coming to the cinema?
I don't want to do it.
It wasn't optional.
Yes, it was.
It genuinely was optional.
So we're going to a Muppets Christmas Carol sing along tonight. Sorry, the Muppet Christmas Carol sing along tonight. Mm-hmm. Got to get the name
not
of the movie
a
right.
Muppets. No, we're going to off-brand Muppets Christmas Carol. Can't wait.
Where's the movie?
It's the tribute band. Yeah.
With Dave Grohl.
I can't wait to see Kermode the Frog.
So we're going to see The Muppets Christmas Carol tonight at the British Isles Cinema. And we're doing a sing-along version of The Muppets Christmas Carol. And when it was, like, the idea came up, Pete was like, no. I'm just not participating.
No one took my idea of going to a trampoline park seriously.
I love that idea.
I think it's outrageous.
That's a much better idea
for a Christmas party.
Absolutely would have done that.
Why didn't we do that?
Because
Ollie wanted to do this one.
Yeah, there was a big health accessibility concerns. All that.
So you wanted to see the Muppets.
But mostly I wanted to see the Muppets.
Yeah.
a film I have not seen before.
Next
so
year,
I don't know the song.
Well, neither's Andy.
The yeah, words are on the screen.
Yeah, he's only going because he gets FOMO.
who else has not seen it and is going tonight?
I've not really,
yeah, when he's not seen
multiple
it.
People.
How have so many people not seen this film?
Because they're all 12. Like, they're all like young people. So
but I've seen films that came out before I was born when
yeah,
I was
but
a
we're
kid.
We're old. Yeah, yeah. So those films are still new for us.
If anything, they're more accessible on Netflix and things like that. You know, get DVD yeah. sent to yeah. you. I don't know. Yeah. How's it work?
What love film are you talking about?
I'm more concerned with the sensory nightmare of horrible people singing badly next to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not going to enjoy karaoke later. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I just grew up in a household where we just didn't watch Christmas films. That's just not a thing that we did. So, like,
oh my God, you so, are Tiny Tim.
Yeah. So, like, it's just not a thing that happened. So, I have no nostalgia for a lot of Christmas movies. Everyone's like, oh, it makes me feel like Christmas. I'm like, does it?
What Christmas films did you watch? Any Christmas films?
No.
You're wearing an old Christmas film jumper.
I've now seen Christmas films in adulthood and gone, that's great. I like that.
Yeah. So why do you watch the Muppets then?
Because I don't give a shit about a sing-along, Luke.
Your argument has fallen apart in front of your eyes.
I don't give a shit about a sing-along.
I never watched this movie. Well, that's an old movie. Well, I've seen that one. Then your argument doesn't work.
I don't care about a sing-along. That's it. Full stop. End of sentence. I don't want to do a sing-along.
So if we'd have gone to a Home Alone sing-along, would you have gone?
No, because I don't want to do a sing-along.
What about it?
How many times?
What about if it was like a Lonely Island sing-along?
I don't want to do a sing-along.
Why not?
It's not that hard to get.
We just did karaoke.
We just sang Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, why don't you like sing-alongs?
I don't want to do it. Why are you guys fucking grilling me on this? Hey. I just don't want to do it.
Do you know what we should do? We should do one of the songs from Muppet's Christmas Carol. Well, yeah,
there
we go.
I'm going to go sign off three count. See you guys later.
I feel like we've just found our Christmas mission. And that is to awaken the part within Pete.
Yeah.
That loves Christmas.
It's like sort of like
movies.
It's like it, this is Pete's version of It's a Wonderful Life. Or
are
like,
you, are you
I'm holding this like a little guitar. I have been for a while.
Which one do you want to do?
If you are doing a karaoke song, I am genuinely going to go sign off three count.
And if you want to go sign that off, you can bring Alice down with you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bye, Pete.
Bye, Pete.
Well, Dave, I actually need you in because I need to. Can you grab the whiteboards? While you're there, because you need to write down your answers.
Oh, God, I don't know any of the answers. I'll do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, you can just pretend to be Sullivan if you can.
I'll think about it, yeah.
What an outrageous take.
Well, you don't like sing-alongs? In light of we could have gone to a trampoline park, I'm annoyed about the lack.
What's the actors issue? Why can't we do both? Sing-alongs at the trampoline.
Yeah, we could have recorded this episode in a trampoline park. Leave a comment down below if you'd like to see that.
Not everyone can do jumping due to various injuries and things. Or just...
I have got a bad back.
I've got bad ears.
No, I once bounced really, really high. I was scared I wouldn't come back
down. Ollie was pinged once. Somebody pinged him.
Is that when you jump?
It's when you jump at the same time somebody lands. Yeah.
I am the anti-Pete, by the way, because I love a Christmas sing-along. Hey. I'm very much looking forward to tonight. Yeah. And I am twice the size. Does that make you anti-something?
Yeah.
If you, I don't know.
Definitely.
Right, let's do it. So,
can you switch this Guinness for that unopened Guinness?
I reckon, Laurie, you should be able to Google.
Thank you.
It's fine, I'll make our answers.
Even if he knew the answers, he'd still troll the quiz.
Yeah. And
it's just how I feel about quizzes.
I'm just going to be honest with you as well, Laurie. You need to... You need to write all your answers down on that sheet, so you've kind of wasted a lot of your space there.
Oh, I don't mind.
Last time I was holding this board is when I voted for Tempest in the final of Fantasy Booking. Just saying.
This is quite triggering for me.
Not to psych out one of my opponents here.
So I got this Muppet quiz from two different places.
Right.
Also, want you to know, I got every answer right.
All right.
The two places are. Yeah, thank you. It's coming called like funtrivia.com and The Beano.
Ooh.
Okay.
Nice.
So The Beano has provided some of the questions. I don't know if you'll be able to spot which of the questions came from The Beano.
Oh, I'm going to just preemptively write Dennis the Menace.
Oh, wait. But they will be about
this
Muppets
is about
Christmas
the Muppets.
Carol.
It's about the Muppets. Okay. But it was a Muppet Christmas Carol quiz written by the team behind The Beano. So The Beano is a children's comic here in the UK. Yeah. It's where Dennis the Menace...
It's very good. It's also, very, very good.
Yeah, but like our Dennis the Menace, not American's Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, not the weird blonde one.
No, which is the wrong Dennis the Menace. Yeah. Ours are the actual Dennis the Menace.
He's a proper little dickhead.
He is. He's got a dog called Gnasher. And a smaller one called Nipper. Yeah. Also spelt with a G.
Gnipper.
Gnipper. Yeah.
Walter can do one, can't he? Bloody softy.
I don't think they call him that anymore.
Well, yeah, it's a bit homophobic looking back.
Yeah, you know, I think the cultural Marxists made the Beano change.
Were you a Beano guy or a Dandy guy?
Well, so, because I've got an older brother.
Yeah.
So he was always bought the Beano annual every Christmas, which means I was bought the Dandy annual.
That's what I did.
My family, I had the Beano. My brother had the Dandy.
Yeah, my older brother was a Beano guy, so I bought Dandy.
Yeah, so you had to get the
you
Dandy
to get
annual.
Whatever the shit one was.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So why you're WCW as well?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's why I'm sports. My brother doesn't like sports. Yeah.
So yeah, like so I'm Desperate Dan and whoever else was in the Dandy.
Minnie the Minx was Minnie the Minx was Beano.
She was the female version of Dennis the Menace.
With the Bash Street Kids.
Yeah, Bash Street Kids were great.
Yeah, yeah.
Fat shaming in that though, so you can't get it. The kids were mean. And they enjoyed mean things back then.
The '90s were mean. Well, actually, also it was like the '80s were mean.
The 2000s were pretty mean.
How many questions are there, Luke, in this quiz?
Yeah, sorry,
there are 12, I believe.
Do you remember Plug in the Bash Street Kids?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
and that was they were really cruel.
Yeah,
it's really cruel.
I think he was called Plug because he looks like a sink.
Yeah,
he was all right back
profoundly
then.
Ugly character.
He was all right back then.
You could just say those things.
Just say
back
stuff
then.
Back then.
Before all this health and safety got in the way.
Before the Beano went woke, before the BBC got involved. Anyway, question number one. The Muppet Christmas Carol is based on an older story with a similar name. Who wrote the original version? Was it J.K. Rowling, Gonzo, Roald Dahl, or Charles Dickens?
That's not difficult, is it?
Well, the issue is I've already locked in Dennis the Menace for answer number one. So even though I know
we're not flipping over on each one.
No.
I've just written Dickens, like really large.
Well, you've wasted a lot of real estate.
Yeah,
I've given away the answer.
I wasted a lot of real estate drawing a little Pete who hates Christmas.
Oh, is that Pete?
Yeah, well, of course it is. Look at the size of his body.
should I be putting A, B, C, or D, by the way?
You can do whatever you want.
All right. D for Dickens.
When the bookkeepers are freezing, what do they say is frozen? Their assets, their toes, their pens, or their tails?
I don't want Ollie copying me.
God. So, I mean, some of these are actual questions. Mm. Some of them came from a children's comic.
Yeah. Right.
And when I say comic, I mean their online website.
I think it's that, but I don't know.
In the song, It Feels Like Christmas, what is the message if we hear it? Don't ever fear, don't drink beer, make it last all year, or give presents all year.
Ooh.
God, this quiz is easy.
you know, the crazy thing, I hadn't seen The Muppets Christmas Carol until an adult.
Mm.
And I loved it.
Well, that doesn't seem right because I was told that if you didn't see it as a child, then you can just never see it at all, apart from Home Alone.
If Pete doesn't watch a movie on the opening weekend, he'll hate it.
And never see it. According to the song, Christmas is the summer of the soul in the winter. True or false?
Christmas is the summer of the soul in the winter.
Summer
true
of
or false?
Soul in the winter.
Some of these are educated guesses.
This pen's seen better days. Just saying. Days, well. Bit of feedback.
Why is Ebenezer Scrooge unpopular? He insists on eating Brussels sprouts with every meal. He plays loud metal music out of his bedroom all day. He's mean and tight-fisted, or he beats everyone at FIFA.
This is a Beano question.
There it is!
Do I get extra credit?
I might do. What does Rizzo want God to bless as he is jumping off the gate into Scrooge's yard?
Ooh.
His jelly beans, his courage, Gonzo so he would catch him, or his broken little body? A good question, that
that's
one.
A good question.
It's a good question, that one.
I mean, I know the answer, but
can you do Rizzo's voice? Just
can I do Rizzo's voice? Rizzo's a harder one to do.
Can you do Gonzo's voice?
Not really. Gonzo's not one of my better ones.
No.
I'm more of a Kermit man.
Give us some Kermit.
Next question, Kermit,
please. Yeah, oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Next read question, Kermit. Okay, Kermit. Hold on, because he's getting to rise.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the Muppet Show.
There's only one more sleep till Christmas. Where did Gonzo, a.k.a. Charles Dickens, get the score on his wrist? Rizzo bit him. He fell off his scooter. He fell down the stairs. He fell off his bicycle.
Actually really impressive.
That was impressive. Really that good. Was actually really good.
I have to use that as my end, though.
There's only one more sleep till Christmas.
I don't know the answer to this, though.
I wasn't actually taking in the options.
Yeah, actually, nor was I. Can you ask the question normally?
Can you just do it normally?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where did Gonzo, a.k.a. Charles Dickens, get the scar on his wrist? Rizzo bit him. He fell off his scooter. He fell down the stairs. Or he fell off his bicycle.
That's equally as good.
Yeah. That was good as well.
Somebody has seen this film too much.
I watched a lot of
just so we know, when we go to the sing-along, are you going to do this on the non-singing bits as well?
Every now and again, you know, like... Opportunity, like, yeah. And Tiny Tim, who did not die...
Spoiler.
Fun thing about that is a lot of people think that is the Disneyfication. Even though the Muppets weren't bought by Disney at this point, it was distributed by Disney. People think that's the Disneyfication of it. The Tiny Tim did not die, and they had to spell out. That's in the original text.
Yeah.
And not is capitalized. So he's just emphasizing the original text.
He did not die.
Yeah.
So will people be talking along as well?
People will
say
bad form.
People will say lines like that. Mm. Like this is my like.
And by people, you mean
me?
You.
Yeah. But I will.
I've told this story quite a few times. Luke invited a bunch of people to see Muppets Christmas Carol a couple of years ago, and no one showed up but me and my partner. So it was just me, Anna, and Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And just before it started, Luke turned to us and went, "By the way, I do all the voices." And I thought, "Oh no, what am I in for?" And it was magical.
Wow.
It was really, really great.
Particularly in a song like Scrooge, where you get to do lots of different
characters. No pressure for later then.
Yeah. When a cold wind blows, it chills you to the bone.
I just got chills.
There's nothing in nature that holds your heart like
he's the guy you
want to
be sitting next
alone.
To. Yeah. If Pete was sitting next to you, he'd know what Christmas is.
I could fix it.
Learn the spirit of Christmas.
Can we just make him come? We can buy an extra ticket.
Yeah. I mean, we know people at the Prince Charles Cinema.
We'll Pete pressure him.
We could just go in, open the fire exit.
Yeah,
the side.
He's going out for dinner, isn't he?
He's going out for dinner on the Christmas party day.
Just him and his phone. He's not even going with the people. Who's not going? Is
everyone
in this
going.
Room going?
Everyone's going, yeah.
I wasn't until this morning and someone pulled out.
Why weren't you going?
Genuinely, the thought of lots of people singing quite horribly next to me, I was like, oh, it doesn't sound like fun for me. But I actually...
You get to sing too, though.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm...
I'm adding Andy to my art.
I will say, I'm quite pleased that I'm coming now.
Yeah. This is the start of Christmas tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It was only Pete. And myself.
Is it only Pete that's not going?
Pete's the only... Yeah, I think so.
Temper's going.
Yeah.
Pete's the only person who's choosing not to come and then coming later. Like, there's other people who can't make the whole night. Pete's opting out of part of the night.
Wow. That is unbelievable.
Yeah. Even Laurie didn't do that.
I was borderline. I was borderline.
Just go to the trampoline park. Yeah.
I'm going to go to the trampoline park for an hour and I'll meet you there.
What's next, Luke? Come on.
Yeah, come on, Luke.
I'm in the zone here.
This is dragging now.
Who did Ebenezer Scrooge used to work with? The Farley sisters, the Marley brothers, the Barley brothers, or Simon Cowell?
Wow.
Here's Beano.
Yep, it's another Beano one. What hand does Scrooge use to hold his cane? His right, his left, he doesn't have a cane,
ooh.
Or both?
Oh.
Oh, that's like one of those questions where you ask if someone has a moustache, and then you have to think about it. I don't know what it was. It was, you know, the American Office.
If someone asked me, does Vince McMahon have a moustache? I'd say yes.
Well, that's
a
big moustache.
There's an episode of The Office where they're not sure because he's gone out for the day whether Stanley has a moustache. And I was like, I don't know. I've watched this for 8 seasons, and I don't know.
Because he has a tiny moustache.
Yeah.
What is Ebenezer Scrooge's catchphrase? Boo Hamburg, Bag Hug Burp, Bar Humbug, Bat Half Bear.
Hi, caramba.
Oh, wait, which one was...
No, can't repeat it.
Yep. Just guess a letter.
Yeah.
This is a question I added in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I've already put my answer in for this one, though.
Who made the call to cut the song When Love Is Gone? Was it Brian Henson, Michael Eisner, Jeffrey Katzenberg, or Frank Oz?
The good thing is my answer still works for this, so that's fine.
I think I know that name. It was an idiotic decision. I think we can all agree.
Usually the Prince Charles scream.
Oh, they are. Oh, yeah, yeah. I checked. Yeah. I refused to buy tickets until we double check that.
Is that in Disney Wars? I don't remember that being in Disney Wars.
I don't think it is in Disney Wars, no, because that was not really a Disney project. It was a Jim Henson Productions project that Disney were. But they had some say in it. According to the song...
Oh, there's more. Fucking hell. I thought you said it was 12.
That was
12.
That was 10.
Is that 10? Yeah.
That was 10.
We're up to 12.
Are we?
Oh, yeah. Skip numbers.
So, yes, yeah, so we're on it.
This has gone badly. 11. No, that was 10.
What? No, it wasn't.
That was number 11.
One, two...
How many do you think are left, Luke?
All right, hold on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I've written 12 things.
1,
so,
two,
yeah, but you've also
three,
been making pictures.
Four,
yeah,
five,
about...
Six,
I skipped
seven,
number one,
eight.
And I've written an answer for every... No, I've written an answer
that
for
That was number
question.
11.
Uh-oh.
What's happened?
Oh. So that was number 11, so we're now on to
How
number 12.
How is that number 11? Where have I got an extra answer
everyone's
from?
Everyone's answers are final.
And we've got, there's actually 13. According to the song, what are Marley and Marley? Anger and greed, avarice and greed, malice and misdeed, or malice and greed?
Please. Ask me a difficult question, Luke.
And lastly, what's wrong with Tiny Tim? He's ill, he's too short, his breath smells, he spent all of his bus money on chips.
Vino.
All right, are you ready for the answer?
I'm sure there's only 12 questions there.
Well, I've got 14, so we'll see how we
13,
go.
And
I've
so
got
13, so I win a point
so
for...
So we've all got a different number of answers.
Question number one. Muppet Christmas Carol is based on an older story by...
Dennis the Menace.
The letter D, whatever the D option
Charlie
was.
Charlie
Dickens. Dickens. Points are all around, apart from the lorry. When the bookkeepers are freezing, what do they say is frozen?
Their assets.
Oh, yeah, had assets.
Oh, I actually tried on this one. I wrote D.
It's assets.
Oh, right, I'll give up them.
Can you give the letter
yeah,
that it is?
That was A.
Because they work in finance, you see, so it's funny.
It's a great joke.
It's a good joke.
Assets are frozen.
It's a U as well.
Yeah,
I went for whatever.
Well, no, you
was
need to
tail?
Know the joke so you can.
I assume
you can say
it,
you can say it along as
oh,
well.
That'd be fun.
Yeah,
it's not about enjoying the film, Andy. It's about knowing all the lines.
I don't want to sit next to Andy. I think he might be a grumpus throughout.
No, yeah. A grumpus.
Luke has sat next to me once during a movie, and he hated every second of it.
That's because you talked all the way through it, Andy. We went to go see Halloween, and Andy talked all the way through.
Just joined the office and I wanted to fit in.
A sing-along might be quite good.
Yeah.
You went to a sing-along version of Halloween.
In the song It Feels Like Christmas, what is the message if we hear it?
To make it last all year.
Which is C.
I got it wrong.
I wrote plug.
It was C, make it last all year. According to the song, Christmas is the summer of the soul in the winter.
Yeah, that's where it happened.
I don't know this, and I put false.
I put false.
I just wrote, I don't do druid shit.
It is false. It is the summer of the soul in December.
Okay, now, yeah.
Why is Ebenezer Scrooge unpopular?
He's mean, isn't he?
The letter C.
C.
I wrote Tory.
He's just about responsible economics, Laurie.
Tory.
Like Liz Truss. What does Rizzo want God to bless as he's jumping off the gates?
Broken body.
Which is the letter D?
Yeah, I went for broken body.
I went for the rains down in Africa.
It is D, his broken little body. Where did Gonzo get the scar on his wrist? Rizzo bit him, he fell down the stairs, he fell off his bicycle.
I'm not sure, but I think bicycle.
I went Rizzo, but now I think bicycle.
And I wrote Nasher.
His bicycle.
I guess that was a big...
Even when I don't know, I instinctively get these right.
Let's double check that. That's right, actually.
No, it's fine.
I realised what happened is I had a fourth
he does have
question
a crash
where I just written
on,
Dickens as the answer.
I don't think Rizzo would have bitten him.
Maybe I'll take that point.
They're mates.
I did write Dickens.
I didn't bite my mates.
I had one point. There we go.
Just
I want one. I don't want to seem like I'm not trying.
It is bicycle.
Okay, good.
People accuse me of not trying in these quizzes.
I'll be honest, because when I got the answer, I was like, oh, I know all these. Mm-hmm. Who did Ebenezer Scrooge use to work with?
The Marleys.
B.
B, Marleys.
I put Marley plus Marley.
Well, yeah, that's B. You get a point.
Yeah, good. Got 2 points.
What hand does Scrooge use to hold his cane?
Ah, this is the one I didn't write down, but I will go if he didn't have a cane.
So you go on C?
I went with both. I kind of can picture Kane with both.
I said, trick question. He is a small boy who does it for him.
Correct answer is D.
Yes.
Both. Different times both. In the movie. What is Ebenezer Scrooge's catchphrase?
Come on, please.
So,
bah humbug.
So C.
Brexit means Brexit.
Brexit means Brexit.
That's what you wrote down.
No, I wrote the letter B.
Well, that's the wrong answer.
Okay.
I wrote the same as Pete's, bar humbug.
Yeah, that's correct answer.
Well, because Luke was doing the voices of Kermit.
No, that was for the previous question.
No, yeah. It was for this one.
No, it wasn't.
Was really?
No, yeah, actually, it was the question. It's like three cane, questions yeah. before.
It was the one you wouldn't repeat for me.
No, I did not repeat that one, I swear. Who made the call to cut when love is gone?
I think it's Eisner.
I went Katz.
I went Tiny Pete, who hates Christmas.
Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Oh.
Yeah, it feels like a Katzenberg decision. It's
such a Katzenberg call, isn't it? According to the song, what are Marley and Marley?
Avarice and greed.
Yeah, I went D. Yeah.
Oh, so now, lost
or did you go D?
Oh, is that not avarice and greed?
No, it's not. That's B.
And malice and greed. Oh, damn.
I sort of lost interest here, so I just wrote the names of my balls.
Oh, which are?
Marley and Marley.
And lastly, what's wrong with
you
Tiny Tim?
Your balls the same name.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Ben did?
What did Ben do?
He said they're Marley and Marley. Whoa!
I get that.
That's also from the movie.
That's a red answer or something, isn't it?
What's wrong with Tiny Tim?
What do you do, isn't he?
A.
Yeah. Not working enough.
He's Pete.
It's A, yeah.
A, right. Yeah. Cool, that's it. That's the end of the quiz. What did you score, Wait. Dave?
Well, I'm upset because it's not a perfect score, but it's 11 out of 13.
9 out of 13.
I've got 3.
Dave's the winner, everyone!
Yes. Yes. Dave wins Christmas.
Yeah, I think I drew the best picture. I drew Pete says, I hate Christmas. I'm a miserable little shit.
I didn't actually say this earlier, but that quiz was for £100. So Dave wins
£100.
Oh, I would have fucking tried. Yes. But it's not what you wanted. You just wanted joy and cheer this Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll take money.
I didn't know we were talking in
Take the money.
I could spread a lot of joy and cheer for £100.
I could get so much peace and quiet for £100.
Right. Sounds like a threat.
Yeah.
Do you want to do another bit of karaoke just to round us off?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I leave?
Surely from the Muppets.
Well, it's good. We could do it from the Muppets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if we're doing the Muppets.
If we're doing it from the Muppets, yeah. I'll leave.
Okay. Ben?
Someone who knows.
Ben knows
the Muppets.
Someone who knows
well,
Muppets.
Well, the lyrics are on screen.
That's the benefit of karaoke.
Alex, do you know the Muppets?
I've seen it.
Yeah, come on.
Hang on, Alex, in you go.
Yeah. I can't believe how many people haven't seen The Muppets Christmas Carol.
My household was also not a Christmas movie household. I watched, what's it called? It's A Wonderful Life last year. And that was like the first Christmas movie we've actually watched together.
Nice.
What do you watch at Christmas?
Just like a good movie that wasn't a Christmas movie.
Rosemary Conley mostly.
Yeah. Alex, everybody.
Hello.
Yay.
Merry Christmas.
So I've seen Muppets Christmas Carol once, so great. I'm sure it will come back to me.
Last night in preparation.
Yeah, I was told, yeah. Once a night, this whole week, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
When I went,
I'm going to be ostracised like Pete. I'm one of you, I promise.
When I had my first time going to the Muppets Christmas Carol sing-along, it was in 2014, I think was my first year doing it. And I sat down and the girl next to me just turned to me and said, I didn't sleep at all last night. I was so excited.
and now you're married to her. Yeah.
It was not my wife. She was quite quiet. She was noticeably quiet during the thing as I was there belting out the songs.
Your wife's not a real fan.
I know, right? What song do we want to do?
Oh, well, obviously the Christmas present one.
The Christmas present one.
I don't even know what they're called.
It feels like Christmas.
Yeah, it feels like Christmas. Because it does. Doesn't it? I'm just really excited.
I'm getting the Christmas mode. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
There's a Christmas hat going around.
Oh, where? If you want it. Oh, hit me.
Yes. All right, ready? This song is it's a great Christmas. We were talking earlier about like great Christmas songs. And we'd be like, a great Christmas song includes ba bum, ba bum, ba bum, bum. And also
Mariah Carey.
Farty sax. And this, while this doesn't have farty sax solos, this has got farty music to it because it starts with a.
Tuba.
Farty sax.
Let's see if I remember it.
Tubery.
Farty sax.
Yeah.
Farty sax.
So, when you listen to a song and you hear a sax solo, you'll be like, oh yeah, farty sax.
All right. It's not loading, Luke.
Oh, oh God.
There it goes.
See, farty music.
Everybody, sing along.
It's in the singing of a street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true wherever you find love. It feels like Christmas.
A cup of kindness that we share with another. A sweet reunion with a friend or a brother.
In all the places you find love, it feels like Christmas. It is the season of the heart, a special time of caring, the ways of love made clear. And it is the season of the spirit, the message, if we hear it,
is
make it last all year.
Come on, Adam Whitney.
It's a callback.
You got an hour and a half of this tonight.
It is the giving of a gift to another. A pair of mittens that were made by your mother.
It's all the ways that we show love that feel like Christmas.
A bite of childhood we always remember. It is in the summer of the soul in December.
Yes, when you do your best for love, it feels like Christmas.
Get off your phone, Laurie!
It is the season of the heart. A special time of caring. The ways of love made clear. And it is the season of the spirit. The message, if we hear it, is make it last all year.
Musical interlude.
Here we go.
It's in the singing of a street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas. It's true wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas. It feels like Christmas. It feels like Christmas! It feels like Christmas!
All right, and we're going on tour with that one.
Right.
Merry Christmas, Merry Swap Christmas. Nation.
You know sometimes on YouTube where you see a dip in the views? Yeah. No. No.
Spike!
Yeah. Oh, Brandon's
it's
here! Brandon's here, everyone!
Oh, it's a Christmas miracle! He was summoned by It Feels Like Christmas!
Yeah, look at him. It's clearly, look, he looks like the, you know, the ghost of Christmas past. A little poached egg child. Was that a compliment?
You look great, Brandon. Don't listen to me.
Looking great.
Do you want to call to closing?
Well, yeah, that's.
I've got to do Secret Santa in 5 minutes. So, yeah. Right, so anyone want to come round? We'll come round. We'll all wave goodbye.
Come on, everyone. Come on.
I think Tempest is just watching baseball upstairs.
Yeah, he's well about
refreshing the news feed. Come on.
All right. Oh, we'll say 3, 2, 1, Merry Christmas, okay? 3, 2, 1.
Merry Christmas!
Christmas. Yeah.
Thursday. Christmas.
Good. Thank you, everyone. That's good.
Thank you. Christmas.
That's what you're doing later, right?
Muppets.
Going to watch the Muppets, mate. Yeah. What you going to do? Go to Secret Santa?
Yeah, I'd say.
Thank you, everyone.
I did not remember that one. I picked it up.
You covered it well.
I picked it up.
You didn't remember it?
No.
I feel like there's some bits in it that just take over. The last bit, it feels like Christmas. I was like, no, I know all of this. Yeah, I know when to do the big ho ho ho.
I'll clean it. I'm going to take a little moment. Oh, Christmas moment to myself.
He's still recording.
Yeah, I am.
He's doing a little final thought.
He's doing his own little outro.
I might just, get the watch time up.
Oh, that's it, yeah. Just leave it running.
We'll come back. We'll come back on Monday. We'll finish it.
I'll just do Muppets Christmas Carol on my own.
We'll do 24 hours of Luke sitting there.
Do these chairs need to go back? Or?
Yeah, maybe.
Ideally,
this is when he just pulls out Dickens Christmas Carol.
I'm fine to just stay in it. Well, actually, we need to put stuff back.
I'm going to pop to the loo.
Right. Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll see you next year. Bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.